Baba Sakar Murli. Date is 16-2-2023. Om Shanti. Essence. Sweet children, at this time, Ravan, the five vices, has made everyone bankrupt of happiness and prosperity. You are now gaining victory over Ravan, your enemy, and becoming conquerors of the world. Question. Due to knowing which secrets in the drama, do you children have elevated thoughts? Answer. Number 1. You know that according to the drama, the impact will continue to be made automatically. Then, when there is a big crowd of devotees, you will not be able to do service. Number 2. Baba's children who have been converted into other religions will emerge, and you therefore have very elevated thoughts of others emerging somewhere and becoming Baba's children to claim their inheritance from the unlimited father. You do not think that someone who would give Baba money should emerge. The faith should be instilled that Shiv Baba is teaching and that they run here to claim their inheritance from Baba. Song. Take blessings from the mother and father. Om Shanti. Seva is also called service. First of all, the mother and father serve. Look, they are doing that now in a practical way. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has come to establish all the laws and regulations from now on. You children come here and say, Mama, Baba, and so Mama and Baba serve you. Limited parents also serve their children. All of those mothers, fathers, and gurus are worldly, whereas this is the one from beyond. Everyone knows the worldly ones. A father gives you birth. A teacher teaches you. That is, he gives you teachings. Then, in your stage of retirement, you adopt a guru. When did this custom and system start? It starts now. It is only at this time that the Sadguru comes and explains, I am your father, teacher and Sadguru. You have become children of the Father. You are receiving teachings from Him, the teacher. At the end, He becomes your Sadguru and sends you to the land of truth. He does all three tasks in a practical way. You children say mother and father, and so the father accepts that. You know that not all children can become worthy to the same extent. Here too, the unlimited father says, not all children are worthy. You know this. It is now Ravan's kingdom. None of the scholars or pandits etc. know this. When someone comes, first of all ask him, what do you want? Some look for a guru because they are searching for peace. No one in the golden age looks for a guru etc. because there is no sorrow there. There is nothing lacking there. Here they go to a guru with a desire for one thing or another. When they hear of someone's desires being fulfilled by a particular guru, they too would go there. Sannyasis become pure, and so their praise definitely has to increase. Many become their followers. Reason says that the father would definitely have to have praised those who became pure. You become pure, and so you are praised so much. There is benefit for human beings for 21 births through you. All desires are fulfilled for 21 births. Only you know this. No one in the world knows when God comes or who Jagdamba is, the one through whom all our desires are fulfilled. Everyone is now in extreme darkness. As are the king and queen, so the subjects. At first, there is a little darkness, and then in the Iron Age, there is extreme darkness. The kingdom of Maya is called extreme darkness. The father says the biggest of all the enemies of Bharat is Maya, the five vices. You know that this Maya Ravan has abducted the Sitas, that is, he has imprisoned them in his chains. The father comes to liberate you from the biggest of all enemies. No one knows who made Bharat that was so prosperous become so poverty stricken. This Ravan is a big enemy. The condition of Bharat became like this when Ravan came into existence. It is said you have an evil spirit of anger. However, people don't know that the five vices are called evil spirits. These evil spirits, that is Ravan, is the greatest enemy of all. It isn't that the Muslims or Christians made Bharat poverty stricken. No, it was this Ravan who made everyone bankrupt of happiness and prosperity. No one knows these things. It is now 1,500 years since the sannyas religion was established. The number of them has increased a lot. While the number of them has gradually been increasing, they have now reached the state of total decay. Your tree is now new and satopradhan. You are now battling with Ravan. There is no mention of Ravan in the Gita. They have shown a violent war. The father says you will become conquerors of the world by conquering Ravan, the five vices. Those of all other religion have to go back because there will only be one religion and one kingdom in the golden age. Those who claimed it in the previous cycle, those who became part of the Sun dynasty will become that. They will rule in the number of one Satopradhan kingdom. In the golden age, there was just the one religion. Now, after taking rebirth, there has been a lot of expansion. Just as there has been a lot of expansion in the many religions. In the same way, there are now so many who belong to the Brahm Samaji, Arya Samaji, Sannyasis, etc. It is a wonder. They are all residents of Bharat, those of the one original, eternal deity religion. The same genealogical tree has continued from the top. The land of Bharat is the land of truth, where the father comes and transfers you to the deity religion. You know this. First of all, you have to be put in a bhatti, that is your furnace, for 7 days and made into Brahmins from Sudras. Sannyasis have disinterest and so they go away to the forests. Their path is separate. They leave their homes and families. They don't have any difficulties. Yes, there will be storms in their minds. They become liberated from the vice of lust, but yes, they do have anger and they are number-wise in that. Some are the highest, some mediocre, and some the lowest. Some are totally dirty. Although everyone in the golden age is happy, the status there is number-wise. There are the Sun dynasty king, queen, and subjects. The Moon dynasty king, queen, and subjects. There are the highest, middle, and lowest. This happens in all religions. The father sits here and explains all the secrets to you. there is a lot of difficulty on this path. There isn't as much difficulty on the path of renunciation. They have disinterest, they take up renunciation and that's all. Some even fail. However, for those who are very firm, it is difficult for them to go back into the world. Here, you have to remain pure while living at home with your families. The father explains, a courageous couple is of those who live together with the sword of knowledge and yoga between them. There is a story in which a woman asks a man to put an urn of water on her head, but that he shouldn't touch her at all. This means that there should be no intention of vice. They have then taken that physically. Everything is about vice. That is, you mustn't be stripped. You mustn't burn in the fire of lust. The destination is high, but the attainment is also high. Sannyasis become pure, and so they also have so much attainment. Some have become great Mahamandaleswars and live in palaces. Many people go and place money there. People wash their feet and drink that water. They are praised a lot. However, the number one praise is of God. He alone is the creator of heaven. There is no name or trace of Maya there. Even sannyasis don't understand that Maya is the five vices. They simply remain pure. That is their part in the drama. Theirs is Hatha Yoga renunciation, whereas yours is Raja Yoga renunciation. They cannot teach Raja Yoga. That one is Shankaracharya and this one is Sivacharya. See the teacher. You give his introduction and see that God comes and teaches you. He would definitely make you into the masters of heaven. He would not make you into the masters of hell. He is the creator of heaven. So there is effort to be made in living at home and remaining pure. Some don't let their daughters stay without getting them married. Earlier, people used to get married for vice. You have now cancelled the marriage for vice and sit on the pyre of knowledge and become a pure couple. Therefore, you have to check yourselves to see that Maya doesn't cause mischief. Are there any storms in your minds? Although you may have storms in your minds, you mustn't perform any sinful actions with your physical senses. By your considering yourselves to be brother and sister and by staying on the pyre of knowledge, there won't be any fire of lust. If there were a fire, there would be degradation. In fact, the whole world is of brothers and sisters, and when the Father comes, we belong to Him. You are now the mouth-bone creation of Brahma in the practical way. Your memorial is also here. There is the Adar Kumari temple too. Those who get off the pyre of lust and sit on the pyre of knowledge are called Adar Kumaris. You can also explain to the sannyasis. You mustn't beat your head with anyone uselessly. A worthy seeker will come alone and listen with a lot of love. Some just come to make fun of you. This is why you should check their pulse and give them medicine accordingly. The Father has told you to donate to those who are worthy of it. Nowadays, the world is very bad. Sannyasis wear saffron robes and live separately. They receive something or other. They continue to eat and drink with pleasure. Nowadays, they have a lot of influence. When those among you who do very good service are praised, others too are praised along with them. Everyone would say of the children who do good service that their mother and father would also be like them. You definitely have to make effort. Sannyasis have disinterest while sitting at home and so they go away to Haridwar. They adopt a guru there. The systems here are unique. They are not mentioned anywhere else. They have falsified the Gita. If this one's secrets were to be revealed, all the BKs would become very well known. They would all surrender themselves to you. There would be your influence. Now many people oppose you. First, members of your family become your enemies. So many became enemies of this Baba too. They have even alleged that Krishna abducted a woman. They have made so many false allegations against him. This too is fixed in the drama. According to the drama, your influence will automatically be felt. There will then be crowds of devotees. However, service can't take place in crowds. When sannyasis have crowds of people, they become happy. Here you know that only a handful out of multi-millions will emerge. Sannyasis only think about those emerging who would give them money. You would think that someone from them should emerge who can become a child and claim his inheritance. Therefore, there is so much difference. You give lectures and so those who were children here and have been converted into other religions will emerge. Some come from the Arya Samaj, others from elsewhere. So, when people hear that someone from their religion has gone to the Brahma Kumaris, they feel that their noses have been cut off. You need good clear ways to explain to them. First of all, you have to give the father's introduction. Some even put it in writing. Truly, Shiv Baba is teaching us. However, you mustn't become happy with just that. They don't have any faith at all. Even though some children write letters, Baba writes back to them. You don't have any faith at all. If you had faith, you wouldn't wait for even a second to take their inheritance from the most beloved father. Reason says that the poor would quickly come running here. Scarcely any wealthy ones would emerge. A few ordinary ones emerge. Tell anyone who comes, this is a study place, Pathshala for Raj Yoga. Just as there is yoga to become a doctor, so this is Raj Yoga for becoming a king of kings. Our aim and objective is to change from human beings into deities. Achha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, Bap Dada's love and remembrance, number wise according to the effort you make. Those who make effort and make others equal to themselves are the ones who are able to climb into the heart. The father loves everyone anyway. Achha. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say padam guna remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Achha. Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. Number 1. Don't perform any sinful actions with your physical senses. with the powers of knowledge and yoga, gain victory over the storms of your mind. Number 2. Do such service that you glorify the name of the mother and father and also continue to receive everyone's blessings. Blessing. May you stay in solitude and by stabilizing in your eternal form, find a solution to all problems. Your original religion and pure action of yourself, eternal form, and your land is peace. The special power of the confluence age is the power of silence. Your eternal quality is of an embodiment of peace who gives peace to everyone. The solution to all problems of the world is merged in the power of silence. Because souls who are embodiments of peace are in solitude. They concentrate, and with this concentration, they develop the powers to discern and to judge. They are able to find an easy solution to any problem in interactions with others and anything on the spiritual path. Slogan: to give the experience of the power of silence through your vision, your attitude, and your awareness is to be a great donor. Acha Om Shanti.